Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Christopher Chin. I'm a Master's of Public Health candidate, and my supervising professor for this project is Dr. Linda Lingus, Assistant Professor. We're both from Torrey University, California. And my abstract presentation is entitled Newspaper Coverage of California's Attempt to Regulate Health Insurance. I have no relationship to disclose. And here's an outline of my presentation. I'm going to go through the background, motivation, problem statement, research question, methods, results, discussion, acknowledgments, and references. So we want to know why news media is important in public health. So news media is a very powerful tool, attracting attention for the citizens and people, letting them know what issues are actually important at the moment. An important aspect of newspapers are the way stories are presented. You know, you could pretty much say the same stories and have 10 different ways to say it, and you know, people can see it differently. With media, it can actually help catalyze health promotion in community. An example is in the 1980s when an emergence of HIV and AIDS. The population really used newspaper as information on how to prevent transmission of HIV and AIDS. And also it was able to add HIV and AIDS to the political agenda. Here's a few examples of research of public health and media. One of the examples is coming from the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. They published a research looking at United Kingdom newspapers and the representations of articles, the stories that they did for the H1N1 swine flu virus. It was found a newspaper was a very important vehicle in distributing scientific information and shaping the public's understanding of the issue. With tobacco control, they published a research article about how the tobacco coverage in media by showing the supports and opposition of a tobacco tax initiative. From there, they found that news media actually plays a very critical role in forming public health policies, and that tobacco control advocates should use media as a way to promote smoking cessation policies. Now, in my project with newspaper, we're looking at a bill that was introduced in December 2010 by a California State Assembly member Mike Feuer. It was entitled Healthcare Coverage Rate Approval Act, or Assembly Bill 52, AB 52. So AB 52, it would actually expand the powers of the state insurance commissioner. Right now, the state insurance commissioner has the power to regulate auto and home insurance. But with this bill, what would occur is that health insurance firms, prior to increasing their premiums, their rates and premiums for the customers, they would have to first present and justify the premium rate increases to the insurance commissioner, and from there the insurance commissioner can either approve it or reject it. And in that year that it was introduced, in that legislative year, it was a very controversial bill. So we're going to look at how was the healthcare coverage rate approval act covered in California's newspapers. So how I went about doing this is that I looked through a couple of databases, searching for articles. We used three major databases, LexisNexis, ProQuest, and NewsBank. We had a search criteria with a date range of December 1st, 2010 to September 30, 2011. That was the lifespan of the bill. We used the key terms Assembly Bill 52, AB 52, health insurance, regulation, premium, and coverage. How we added that to the sample collection, the article to the sample collection, was that the article had to explicitly mention AB 52, Assembly Bill 52, or Healthcare Coverage Rate Approval Act, and the content must be relevant to AB 52. And here's just a list of newspapers that we searched through the database. And with data collection, we used Microsoft Access 2010, creating a database looking at the data from articles. Just a couple of data that we took from the articles were title, the date, the author, whether the article was a news or opinion piece, and which newspaper publisher it came from. With data analysis, we did a qualitative analysis guided by grounded theory, Grounded theory is a research method generating a hypothesis prior to collecting, after collecting data. It's a bottom-to-top approach. And the way I did that was I read articles repeatedly, taking notes, doing some memos, and finding which frames I actually established throughout the newspaper articles. So right here is a result of my searching for articles. So the first search I did was the Assembly 52, AB 52 search. So this was a lot more specific search. I got 84 hits, and you know, from 84 hits, we wanted to get a larger sample size. So we did a broader term search using health insurance, regulation, premium, and coverage. From that, we got 20,902 hits, which is a huge number. So I did a secondary search on that with the word health in each of those terms. I ended up with 9,266 hits. From there, I collected 64 articles from both searches. And this pie chart shows the distribution of the articles found in the different newspapers. As you can see, Sacramento Bee had the most articles from the sample, 30%, Los Angeles Times 16%, San Francisco Chronicle at 10%, and Oakland Tribune at 10%. Right here shows a table of the distribution of the articles from each newspaper publisher. So you can see here Los Angeles Times had 10 articles, and that's the distribution of how many were news articles, how many were mass editorials, how many were op-ed, and how many were letter to editors. Right here shows more of the total, so you can get kind of see how the distribution was. So as you can see, there was a lot more opinion articles. News articles, we only had 20. Mass editorials had the most with 21 mass editorial articles, 14 op-ed, and 9 letters to the editor. Right here is a timeline of how much news coverage occurred with AB 52 throughout its lifespan. As you can see in the beginning, when it was introduced in December 6, 2010, there wasn't a lot of news coverage with it. And by the time it passed the Assembly in order to the Senate, that's when the newspaper coverage on it, news coverage on it, increased and just peaked until, and then started to declining until it was ordered to an active file by Senator Leno. And here are some supporting frames I found from AB 52. These are the top three ones I found. I'm going to read them out to you. The frame protects consumers and small business. We found that it was in 25%. That frame was 25% of articles. Regulators should have the power to prevent price gouging at 11% of articles. Unreasonable increase at 9% of articles. An example quote in one of the frames is Office of Managed Healthcare declared Anthem's most recent hikes unreasonable but could do nothing to stop the increases. Here are other supporting frames. Time to join the 34 other states at 8%. Health insurance should be regulated similarly to auto and home insurance at 6%. Right step forward at 5%. An example quote, in other states, rates have to be approved before an insurance company can use them. It's not as if California would be stepping out as the first state on this. Here are the results from my opposing frames that I found from the articles. We only found three major opposing frames. Not addressing the real problem at 20% of articles. Increasing costs and decreases in access to medical care at 19%. Rely on free market at 11%. Here's an example quote is, price controls on insurers, doctors, and hospitals sound appealing, but they don't address the underlying cost drivers behind premium increase. The growing cost of delivering care and the needs of patients drive premium increases. Here are a few neutral frames that I also found. Cost of medical care skyrocketing at 24%. 34 states allow regulation of health insurance rates at 20%. Controversial bill at 13%. California regulates auto and home insurance at 5%. The state example quote is, the state assembly approved a bill on Thursday that would give state regulators the power and to reject or modify excessive health insurance premium increases similar to the way auto and home owner insurance is regulated in California. And the last neutral frame I found was California Insurance Commissioner can review rate increases at 5%. Regulators already review the rate increases for individuals and small group health coverage before they take effect. So while looking at the articles, I was able to identify a few few speakers, identify what their name was, and at the same time, what their kind of their association is with the occupation. In total, I found 75 identified speakers. This is a table on their supporters. We found that newspaper mass editorials were the highest supporters of AB 52 at 24%, elected officials at 16%, consumer advocacy groups at 9%, personal stories at 4%, academics at 4%, and small business owner at 1%. And AB 52 opposition, insurance companies and associations were the greatest opposition to AB 52 at 12%, physicians at 5%, hospitals and hospital associations at 4%, Chamber of Commerce at 4%, newspaper mass editorials at 3%, and elected officials at 1%. So looking at the results, what we found was that there was a lot more supporting frames for AB 52 in the newspapers. However, the bill did not pass through the Senate despite the amount of support from supporting frames. We also found that newspaper editorial boards were the biggest supporters of AB 52, and not surprisingly enough, the majority opponents of AB 52 were health insurance companies and associations. One thing that I did find that was interesting was that it was mutually agreed upon that the cost of medical care continues to increase. That found kind of that neutral frame from both sides. So one of the limitations of our study is that we didn't look at non-English published newspaper articles. And as you know, in California, a very diverse state, there's a lot of non-English newspaper articles. It would have been great to see the minorities' views on AB 52. And so hopefully maybe in the next time we can take a look at that. Although AB 52 did not pass through the Senate and ordered to the inactive file, there is a ballot initiative that's been approved for November 2014 that's very similar to AB 52. Jamie Court, the president of Consumer Watchdog, is the proponent, and one of the strongest supporters of AB 52 right now is Senator Dianne Feinstein. And in future studies, I think it would be interesting to analyze the future newspaper articles on future newspaper coverage on this issue, on the ballot initiative, and would like to see if perhaps they'll be using the same frames or perhaps new ones will arise. And I would just like to thank Dr. Lena Lingas for her guidance and support through the research, and also Torrey University of California for their resources and opportunities for our students. And here are my references, and thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
Any questions about how come there's no insurance commissioner in California, right?
Yeah.
Even though the papers were in favor of it.
The papers are in favor of it. Yeah, I mean it.
Or maybe there were other forces.
Yes, I mean there was in the past when auto and home insurance, they were also became a ballot initiative in the 1988, I believe. And around that time, it was the same exact issue. They kept pushing a bill up, but then it never went through. But the moment it became a ballot initiative, the people of California voted for it. So perhaps it might be a change when the ballot initiative comes through, and there have been a lot of bills similar to AB 52 that's been pushed by the insurance commissioner, and so hopefully we'll see something going on in the year 2014. Yeah, that would be much interesting. In that case, I would probably look more at the local news.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, questions? Okay. All right, thank you very much.